In review.
The Catholics are coming! The Catholics are coming! Yes, World Youth Day is about to begin in Toronto, culminating in a public mass by the Pope. World Youth Day participants are already flooding into the city. You can tell because the tourists like to walk downtown in rows of seven, blocking the sidewalks. Then, they'll take group photos and make you wait until they finish their shot. Not that I've noticed this problem or anything. Anyway, youth from around the world are here to worship. The travelers, or pilgrims, as some in the media are calling them, faced many obstacles just to get to Toronto. Take this person's story, told to the CBC.
To see so many people worshipping the same God, singing, and to see so many people in one place. So I decided to take part also in these days in Toronto. I didn't have much money, but somehow it came, and now I am here.
Divine intervention, perhaps? I think so. A British bank apologized this week after it sent a letter to a man addressed to his dead wife that began with, "Dear Mrs. Deceased." A spokesperson for Egg, an online bank, said the letter was an unfortunate clerical error. One of their employees simply entered the word "deceased" in the last name field on a computer database. The bank spokesperson apologized to Mr. Deceased for the incident.